Now, it won't be wool, but heat that'll be bothering Lauren Sanchez and Jeff Bezos, the world's fourth richest man, when their wedding kicks off in Venice in 2 days' time. Now, the wedding has drawn global attention to Venice this week. It's also attracting criticism from some quarters. Climate activists staged a protest in the city yesterday, and lead campaigner of the People Over Greed project, Clara Thompson, told our reporter Joe Caulfield the purpose of the demo.
Yesterday, we unfurled a huge banner in Venice's iconic St. Marcus Square. So the banner read, if you can rent Venice for your wedding, you can pay more tax. What we were trying to do with this activity is to highlight a deeper issue. So while billionaires like Jeff Bezos are celebrating lavishly, ordinary people are struggling and the planet is in crisis. So we wanted to use this moment to call attention to a broken system that lets the super rich benefit from climate destruction while contributing far too little.
What changes to that system are you calling for?
We're calling for governments to tax the super rich fairly and transparently. That includes wealth taxes and ending the use of tax havens, but also, importantly, backing a UN tax convention, which is currently being discussed to create global rules to stop this race to the bottom. Billionaires shouldn't, you know, be able to pick and choose where or when they pay and contribute to society. If we fix this, we could unlock huge resources for climate action and social justice.
Nick Pisa is global reporter with Mail Online. Nick, I bet when Jeff Bezos planned his extravaganza, his wedding in Venice, he didn't think he was going to become the poster boy for tax avoidance, did he?
No, good morning, Mary, to you and your listeners. Yes, it's quite an astronomical figure that is being spent by Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez on this wedding. It's going to last 3 days, kicks off on Thursday and finishes on Saturday. And the best guess or the best estimate that we have knocking around is $20 million, which is an absolutely eye-watering amount of money. And that's on, flowers. I know it's the prerogative of every bride to look their best, but we're talking, the renting out of venues, hiring of staff, renting out of water taxis to ferry guests to and from venues, renting out of mooring berths for yachts, etc. It really is absolutely quite astronomical. I mean, to offset, as your introduction said there, some of the rows and some of the controversies, Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez have donated €1 million to various research projects in Venice to fund research into the Lagoon City. As you know, it's a city that's a very vulnerable place climatically. So they're trying to appease those protesters by making this very public donation.
Yeah. As someone who had a COVID wedding with 10 people around the table at home, I can't even get my head around what you spend 20 million on. But, he is the world's fourth richest man. Who's going?
Yeah. Well, that's a good question. So apparently Ivanka Trump is in town. She flew into Italy at the weekend and is due in for the wedding. Oprah Winfrey is due in. Kim Kardashian is due in. Katy Perry. Leonardo DiCaprio. There was even talk of Donald Trump turning up, but I think he's probably got his other issues.
Mind you, he's on his way to the Netherlands, isn't he? So it's only a hop.
It's only a hop. You never know. He might make a brief guest appearance, I suppose. But they're expecting at least between 80 and 90 private jets to fly in from all over the world for this wedding, which, you say, starts on Thursday. It's going to be celebrated over 3 days. There's a gala ball and dinner on Thursday night on the Lido, and then on Friday there is the actual exchanging of vows in the Cini Foundation on the island of San Giorgio, which is a little island just off Venice. That's also hosted G7 summits in the past, so you can imagine the venue there. It's got beautiful manicured gardens. It's a stunning location. And then on the Saturday, there was also supposed to be the wedding reception, the wedding finale, if you like, a big party. And that was supposed to have taken place again at another stunning venue called the Scuola della Misericordia. But that has now changed. Yesterday, I was told that the venue is going to be moved to a place called the Arsenale, which is easier to defend, for want of a better description, because they are expecting protests, and that the idea is on Saturday there's a campaign group called No Space for Bezos, and they've asked for campaigners to come armed with snorkels, flippers, masks, and inflatable crocodiles. That's it. To jump into the canal.
Inflatable crocodiles.
It's getting better and better.
Yes, who is she wearing?
Yes. I beg your pardon?
Who is she wearing? Who's designing the gown?
Oh, I beg your pardon. Sorry. I did hear various Oscar de la Renta's. I heard Dolce and Gabbana because they're also there. They're also friends of the friends of Lauren Sanchez. So, I mean, I'll be honest with you, Mary. Wedding fashion
is going?
My forte. I will be there, but not as a guest. I'll be peering in over the wall.
You never know, as they say. Yeah. You never know. Enjoy yourself. Have a good time.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. And that brings us to 2 minutes to 9. We'll take a break.